All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I'm back. I'm amending the 6 minutes with this video. Hopefully it'll be a little longer. How nice it is to be young. Woo, that was fun. Apology accepted, Tio. Is that really enough? I wouldn't worry about it. To Aster, almost dying is more than made up for by boobs. I see, but I feel like that only satisfies Aster. I'm happy to rub them too, of course. What? Squeeze. Oh wow, they really are soft. Even more soft and squishy than Ramius's. Yeah, don't. She doesn't like that. I'm next! I'm used to big chests thanks to my own, but the feeling of other people's breasts is fascinating. I can't take all this! Tio just can't be satisfied when someone forgives her. At least they're nice people. I mean, if you call people that just ogle and grope your breasts nice... So somebody help me! Thus, after having their fill of Tio's chest, the party returned to Lancelot. The day of election was near. Okay, so we're going to Lancelot now. After we level up. Ah, skill points up. Yay! Days after the party's return to the Republic of Lancelot, the presidential election was held. So you really dropped out, huh? Yeah, I realize I'm lacking in far too many ways to actually become president. I'll need to learn everything all over again. The voters were greatly perturbed by Tio dropping out, but between Boar's death and all his crimes coming to light, they had plenty else to worry about. All the corruption around Boar's and our previous presidents is a burden the voters will have to shoulder. All I wanted was to maintain the ruins of Arthur, so I don't know if I'm the one to lead the people through this. Dear me, I thought I'd finally get to retire. I'm still planning to help. Let's do what we can, President Palamedes. Without the two strongest candidates, Palamedes won in a huge landslide. I didn't even realize you were running too, Palamedes. Look, there's a poster of me up there with all the other candidates. Huh? Oh, there is. You look kind of young in this picture, though. Been using it for decades. We knew there was a possibility I'd be attacked, so we set up a way to keep fighting in case something happened. I argued for people who'd vote for me to vote for Tio, but the opposite ended up happening. Thinking about how we'll rebuild this country gives me a headache, but at least I can proudly report that the poison gas issue is solvable. Yeah, who'd have guessed good doctor was created by King Arthur to restore the environment? What's more surprising is that the 145-year-old man who left notes in the plant was alive and investigating this for so long. Good doctor has the ability to absorb poison and break it down into water and air, apparently. Ever since he escaped during the Arthur tragedy, he's been growing in Lake Guinevere, from what it sounds like. Yes, and it seems to need human body waste to reproduce, so as long as it keeps getting more, Lake Guinevere may be restored in a matter of years. It's all thanks to you folks' help. The pus that was infesting our country has finally been done away with. We'll continue to provide secret support to the outlaw women. Thank you, I'm sure Father appreciates it. We greatly appreciate all the excellent knights he sends to our aid as well. This incident has put our economy in a shaky state too, but if you could tell your father this, I hope we can join hands with Eden and move forward together. Okay, I will. So Aster, Palamedes turned to Aster, his expression making his intentions clear. You're aligned with the Kingdom of Eden, but you're effectively the personal knight of Princess Riche, who married out of her royal rights, is that correct? Yes, that's right. Then moving to Lancelot and running in our elections shouldn't be a problem for you. Huh? It's become clear that the office of our president is corrupt and the people are in disarray. We need young, accomplished talent like you more than ever. Are you stepping down? If I'm being perfectly honest, yes. A senator recently stepped down after findings of corruption, so I'm looking for an ideal candidate to take his place. I have no doubt you'd win his position. Then I can immediately appoint you as a minister. A minister? That's a pretty important sounding job. It is, in fact, important. And if you achieve enough as a minister, I'm sure the presidency will be within sight. Aster, as president? I approve. I know you could be a fine president, Aster. Sounds like Tio agrees. Maybe working as a secretary wouldn't be a bad position for you. Aster's secretary. Tio fantasized about working alongside Aster and blushed. What do you think? Interested in becoming the president of Lancelot? The president. If I do become president, I could help Culpis and the other outlaw girls. And more importantly, Tio would be working with me. Wow, you actually have a chance to become the president. Let's see what happens if I reject it. I'm sorry, but I can't be president of Lancelot. I see, sounds like you can't be bound by that office after all. But if you were to be president, keep helping the outlaw girls if you have been, Tio. We'll make sure nobody's forced to become an outlaw again by stopping the people controlling the outlaw, Snake Crest. Alright. After a moment's hesitation, Tio accepted what Aster said and quietly nodded. Hold on, let's look at this, though. That's why I did too. Okay, I'll do it. What? Wait, Aster, what about Snake Crest? Riche, think about it. If they've infiltrated the upper workings of the country, then we'll just take it over instead. If both Eden and Lancelot are working on it, I think we could beat any mysterious organization easily. You might be right. Okay, try and become president first. Riche is incredibly easily convinced sometimes. I think it's because of love, probably. We're coming for you, Snake Crest. Thus, with the current president's support, Aster ran in a by-election for a seat in the Senate. 1 year later, Mr. President, here's the outline for the new bill. Okay, thanks. Aster effortlessly became president. Can't believe Palamedes died of overwork a month after taking office. After President Palamedes' death, Aster ran as a successor, and thanks to his overwhelming popularity, got the most votes. Wait, what's with this bill? All the revisions I added were written out. There was no other way to compromise with the opposition party. The bill was intended to allow girls who were forced to become outlaws to live in the cities. But this basically makes them slaves that can be killed and murdered. And the murder and see no repercussions. This goes against basic human rights. But that was the compromise. Time to force our bill through. We're the ruling party, so I'm sure it'll work. Unfortunately, there's opposition within the party. It's unlikely to pass. Aw, man. Most of our party senators just won their elections by writing off your popularity. They don't necessarily agree with you. Then let's dissolve the Senate and hold re-elections. But if the public knew we were pushing for that bill, we would most likely lose. Why? Most people seem opposed to the idea of taking in outlaws. Tio's face twisted with sorrow, too. She knew the brutal truth, but forced herself to stay composed for the sake of her position as secretary. Tio, do you know who's likely to oppose the bill? I do, of course, but what do you intend to do? Nobody's completely clean. We'll get some dirt on them and force them to cooperate. If any of them are hurting for money, that'll make it even easier. But I have to save the outlaw girls somehow. Mr. President, leave it to me. I'll bring the opposing senators to our side. Thanks, Tio. No matter how you might change, I'll always assist you. Thus, Aster threw himself fully into the world of politics. A few years later, living in the chaotic realm of politics had completely changed Aster's appearance. What's this? His face was identical to that of his former enemy, Prime Minister Rockford. If I try putting an eye patch on, we're even more identical than I thought. I see, so when you live in a harsh world, your appearance changes to match. Of course, it wasn't just Aster. His once beloved wives were also transformed by the corrupt underworld. Haha, I can't even relax when I get home anymore. He looked at the recent poll numbers sitting on his desk. A push to raise taxes in order to improve the national debt had caused his approval ratings to slump. Ignorant citizens. Thus the days of Aster getting ulcers over poll numbers continued. Well, that's why you don't become president. Fuck that. Snake Crest, though, I'd heard the rumors, but I never could have imagined that not only do they exist, but had a hold on our nation. They remain an enigma, but we at least know how dangerous they are. Good luck, everyone. I'll support you. Thank you. Teal and Palamedes saw the party off as they began their journey back to the Kingdom of Eden. But was rubbing her boobs really enough? Huh? For what? To make up for almost getting us killed. If you asked her to marry you, I doubt she could have turned you down. But I'm still limited to only two wives. You completed your secret mission, so when we get back, you're going to get promoted and gain room for more. Oh! Did you really forget? Yeah, I was too mesmerized by the boobs. Aw, dang it, if she's my wife, I could rub them all the time. Aster, you're gonna get more wives? If the King of Eden thinks I'm worthy. Huh? Cool. Well, what can you do? Let's go back to Eden and report to the king. The party officially parted with a great desert and Lake Nation Lancelot, then headed back to Eden. Okay. So they're going back to Eden. Love fast travel. You completed your secret mission. A fine job you've done, too. Thank you. Having returned to the Kingdom of Eden, the party gave the report to the king. I heard the details, but to think Rockfort was an agent of Snake Crest. He wasn't on good terms with you. Must have been a lot of pent-up frustration. Your willingness to consider even his opinions and try to do what's best for the people remained beyond his understanding to the end, it seems. Akivo and Baro were present as well, but the former Prime Minister's spot was empty. Were Rockfort not dealt with, it would have likely brought great harm not only to Eden, but to Lancelot as well. For your outstanding work in stopping that, Aster, I will use my authority to grant you the rank of 10 Knight. Obviously. Baro the Holy Blade. Yes, Your Majesty. At King Lewin's request, Baro held out a decorated sword with both hands. Very good. His ability to draw the sword from its scabbard without making a sound displayed Lewin's vast combat experience. Knight of the Kingdom of Eden, Asterisk, as a defender of our nation and the world, I bestow with you with a more powerful blessing from Mother Eve. The flat of the sword on his shoulder gave Aster the same feeling he had gotten when he was appointed as a knight. With my authority as the King of Eden, I appoint you as a 10 knight. A blue glow appeared, which was soon absorbed by Aster's body. And have two wives! And have four wives! Congrats, you're a 10 knight now. Basically, that means you can lead a platoon of 10 knights. Congrats, Aster. This is only the beginning. You have a lot further to go. Yeah, so I'm a 10 knight now. What is it? You look unsure of something. Understandable. He has more responsibility now, too. Now, finally, I can get more wives. What? Ah ha ha! Two's not enough for you? That's my brother. Oh, I'm still in front of the king. Sorry, just blurted that out. Heh. Oh, I don't mind. Better than being overwhelmed by the pressure. Jeez. So, Riche, what do you plan to do now? You don't mind if Aster keeps working with me on my journey, do you? He is in a special position. We could just treat him like Catherine. Sure, it looks like you're finding other helpful allies out there anyway, so there's no reason to make you work in Eden. Akiva looked at Gura Gura standing next to Aster and grinned. Maybe it's best if Aster can act freely. I order you to travel the world and independently collect info on Snake Crest. Let's go with that. Thank you. Well, Lancelot didn't seem to have anything like a Snake Crest base. In fact, even the fact that the Black Knight ran away to Lancelot doesn't really tell us anything anymore. Huh? What does that mean? I see, because Snake Crest already has the power to eat its way into the core of a country's workings. If they can use entire countries to hide themselves, sniffing them out will be tough, I guess. The rulers and representatives of each country haven't changed at the moment, but that doesn't mean Snake Crest can't have some control over them either way. So I think I should figure out what they're planning and where their base is personally. Yeah, agreed. Besides, I hate those guys. It takes a lot for you to say you hate something. It's hard to say exactly what it is, but I feel like they take the worst, most corrupt parts of people and make them even worse. When I remember Moss Rockfort, it makes me feel icky too. If I'm being honest, I never thought about what I'd do when I became a knight. But now I can say this. Snake Crest makes girls sad, so they have to be punished. Aster's shameless statement was met with dead silence. Huh? What? Why? Why just girls? Well, why not? No reason he has to support everyone by himself. Mm-hmm. Aster, anyone Aster can't protect, we can just take care of ourselves. Work hard, bro, otherwise we'll save the cute girls first. I can't let that happen. Your priorities are all screwed up. Very well, I'll send out orders to have you permitted to travel around the world. Great, thanks, Father. I'd give you a ship if possible, but there are none available at the moment. Forgive me. What? A ship? We couldn't accept that. We're working for Eden, so there's no reason not to accept what we're offered. Oh, royalty and nobles don't even bat an eye at these offers. I'll never get used to this. Instead, I'll give you the money for a ship. If you encounter a talented shipbuilder, have them make one for you. Okay, we'll take it. She just accepts the money like it's nothing. But without a ship, the only place we can really go is the Kingdom of El Quixote. El Quixote? In a world going through with disarmament, they're the only nation so militant that they're increasing their forces. Many of the people there are like certain muscleheads among us, so do be careful. Muscleheads sounds like some trouble. Definitely, Akival. If they're all like this, I don't know if I can handle it. The long journey must have been exhausting. I prepared some delectable wine for you if you'd like to enjoy it at home. Sounds good, thank you. Thus, with Aster's promotion and Ten Night over with, they decided to go take a breather at home. Okay! That's gonna be a good spot. Aster is now a Ten Night, and he can have four wives. So things are getting interesting as we head to Chapter 3. We'll see you next time on Grimm's Hentai Games Corner with more Eve Nicol and Chapter 3.